the main thrust seems to be an effort to promote the notion that it's a good idea to train teachers and administrators in schools, arm them as a kind of deterrent. And I'm interested in your reaction to that.
Well, I think now more than ever, we need to work together to come up with some common sense solutions to prevent gun violence and not just react to it, because we want to keep our students safe and we want to keep their learning environment safe. And I think we have to ask ourselves if armed guards and bulletproof backpacks are going to keep our kids safe during the school day, or if there are real solutions that are more comprehensive and more proactive. I don't see that most parents want their children's schools turned into fortresses. I think we owe it to the students and the people who've already lost their lives in schools and on campuses to come up with a thoughtful, carefully developed, common sense solution. And I don't know that I know what that looks like yet, but I'm not sure that there's a one-size-fits-all approach to this. I think that school systems have to take inventory of their own safety measures at this point and talk about what's going to work in their districts to help keep children safe. I also think, and we do support, increased access to mental health services. Many of the tragic incidences that have occurred across this country have involved people with mental health issues, and we support additional guidance counselors in schools to work with children who have issues. We support additional school psychologists to help people work through their problems. I'm not sure that we continue to teach kids how to solve problems and deal with crises other than to pick up a weapon.
Are you hearing from teachers in the organization one way or the other, getting a sense of how your membership might be leaning at this point? Do you think teachers want to be trained in handling weapons, arms, guns, and having teachers who are armed in schools ready to respond if there's an incident?
I have not heard from one teacher who has said they want to be trained or they want to carry a gun in school or they want to have more guns carried in school. I think there is a concern that putting more weapons in schools might lead to some sort of a tragic accident that a child gets a hold of a gun somehow or a gun goes off inadvertently. I just don't know that teachers want that. I think they want to know what to do if something happens. I'll tell you one thing I've heard. Many of our teachers don't have the ability to lock the doors to their classrooms. And so, to be able to lock it from the inside so nobody from the outside can get in,
that's kind of surprising
in all of our schools.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It kind of surprises me that's not the case. Goodness, is this something school officials ought to be looking at?
Perhaps. I mean, I have heard in some counties they have that access, that ability. I know in the county I taught in, I never had a key to my classroom. And I don't know that I could have locked it from the inside and not had somebody be able to unlock it from the outside. But I also don't know if there is a fire regulation associated with that.
I guess somebody might ask, would kids be able to lock the teacher out? But I suppose that's not really a serious problem. But
in most cases, I don't think it would be. But when you look at what happened at Newtown, those teachers clearly could not keep this young person with the gun out.
If somebody has a gun, there's always, I guess, if it's a powerful enough weapon, they could blast their way in through a locked door. But nonetheless,
sure. And I don't know that we are going to be able to come up with any legislation that is going to keep every incident from happening. But I do think that there are things that we can do, and I think addressing mental health issues, particularly when children are younger, before they get to be at the age where they can handle a gun. Well, who knows what age that is now, actually. But, I think there are other ways than putting armed guards in schools.
Betty, it occurs to me, of course, Annapolis lawmakers are looking at tightening up some regulations. I don't know if there's some aspect to what they're doing there now that might pertain to school safety. Is there anything, or would you want to see anything in what they're doing that would address that?
I don't know if there's anything that would address it. I think really we have to get our communities to work collaboratively, and if they deem it necessary to put armed SROs or whatever in school buildings, then it's up to them to provide the training, the cultural competencies, the things that people would need to have that done safely. I really believe there have to be more community conversations about this. You know, we believe in the Constitution and people's Second Amendment rights, but I think there have to be some common sense solutions out there that if we're really talking about it, we'll eventually come up with.
Someone suggested maybe if not actual guns, maybe tasers as an alternative. Is that something that would be possibly more interesting to you or to teachers?
I have not heard a teacher say they want that either. I sat in a hearing and listened to testimony about tasers, and I just don't know that we could predict all of the things that might happen with a taser. You know, we don't know how it's going to impact somebody's health. We don't know if the person that's being tased, you know, has an issue that's going to cause them harm. We don't know if a child could get a hold of a taser in a building. I think there are issues with that too, but again, I would suggest that perhaps the various school systems would get their stakeholders together and talk about what they already have in place, what they can improve, what they think is best for their district to keep the employees and the students in the district safe.